Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 19th of November, 1960. Worldly Fetters and Realization. Vaka Brahman asked the Buddha the following questions. 1. Is there anyone without giving up the worldly attachment can realize Nibbana? 2. Is there anyone without giving up the worldly attachment can reach good rebirth? 3. Any Ajivaka, or Ajivika, ever been realized Nibbana? 4. Any Ajivaka ever been reached good rebirth? Ajivakas were people reject the law of Kamma. The Buddha's answers to these were, 1. Negative answer, 2. Positive answer, 3. Negative answer, 4. Negative answer, but only one person. Sayadaw gave a clear explanation to these Q&A. He said someone is at the time of practicing already giving up worldly things. Therefore, people in family life by regular practice can realize Nibbana, e.g., Sunlun Sayadaw was a very good example in modern time. For Ajivakas, they had Niyata Miccha Ditthi fixed in destiny because of this wrong view or Akaryavada, doctrine of non-action. So the Buddha with his psychic power looking back 91 kappas, Buddhist eon have never seen that any Ajivaka realized Nibbana and reached good rebirths. But the Buddha only saw one Ajivaka reached Sugati, good rebirth, and this man was he himself and at that time believed in Kamma. MN.71 Tevijavikchasattam. Vaka said that people believed that the Buddha knew everything every moment even during sleep. The Buddha replied that it was people misinterpreted him. Later Buddhists also misinterpret him in many things. He only knew by reflection. Sayadaw explained Vipassana process and said that the Buddha mentioned only three insight knowledges. These are, 1. Udayabhaya Nana, knowledge of rise and fall, 2. Nibbida Nana, knowledge of disenchantment, 3. Magga Nana, path knowledge. Path knowledge is discarding the khandhas and tana. For example, Sotapatti Magga Nana, the path knowledge of stream enterer is discarding the five khandhas to painful rebirths, hell, ghost and animal, and the craving to identify view, sakkaya ditthi, doubt, visakicca and adherence to rites and ceremonies, salabhataparamasa. The Buddha automatically knew everything was not true. He knew only by thinking. Sleep was with the life continuum of the mind, bhavanga citta, and how could he knew it? He was a triple knowledge, tevija, person. These are, pabenivasa avina direct knowledge of past lives. If he was thinking people past lives and knew all of them, he also knew what would happen to them in the future. This was dibhikaku avina direct knowledge of divine eye. And also had the knowledge of destruction of the taints asavakaya nana. With this knowledge he also could teach people for their destruction of the taints. This was the most important knowledge of the all. Sayadaw gave some examples of the King Suddhodana and Santati minister for their attainments of Nibbana living in the family life. The fetter, samyojana of affection to one's body is greater than the fetter of wealth and family members. The time of practice is the time of discarding the fetter temporary. So the one who practices will realize the Dharma, whereas no realization without practice. If you know how to insert the knowledge between the dependent arising processes at any time, then you are discarding the fetters. During the practice if any kalesa comes in, then it will take time, and without coming in become quicker. So don't blame on the perfection, parami. In Petakapadesa Pali, for ordinary disciples, Pakati Savakas, they will realize the Dharma if they complete with these two factors, 1. Listening to the Sakka Dharma and, 2. Wise attention. If you end up at other people's sayings can be missed the chances. This is terrible. A person without contemplation and the fetters are always happening. By contemplation and it doesn't. If you are still discerning only mind and feeling, then these are lower level of knowledge. Not seeing mind and feeling instead anicca means higher level of knowledge. Not discerning the three characteristics is still in the lower level. Seeing rise and fall will arrive to the higher level of knowledge, arriving to its intrinsic nature, sabhava. If you are still seeing the khandhas, i.e., form, feeling, mind, dot, dot, etc., still not complete, because the Buddha said that the five khandhas are anicca. In the Satipatthana Sutta, Pali said that have to know the mind, feeling, etc., but not ask to contemplate these things. It was mentioned in the beginning, the Buddha wanted us to contemplate are there anicca. It was mentioned in the end. Contemplation of feeling means remind us the object and without it don't know what to do. The real contemplation is the arising and passing away of them. To know that after arising is not there. Seeing impermanence is yathabhuta nana, the knowledge of the way as it really is. Both of the Pali passages are right. The reason why the Buddha taught about the lower level of knowledge was to let us know the object of contemplation. Is it to show the objects of contemplation, to see them or to discern their impermanence? Only by discerning impermanence that the reality and the knowing become fit together, i.e., yathabhuta nana. Here the Burmese words for the reality and the knowing fit together means you are discerning what really exist. But usually we see what really not exist. Arriving to the higher level of knowledge, then wrong view falls off. If you discern impermanence, continue to contemplate. After some time will become disenchantment, but still in the five factors of the path. Before you see the impermanence and now become disenchantment. These two knowledges are quite different. If you ask why they are different, the answer is kalesa, becoming thinner. Don't reduce your effort and contemplate with perseverance. The knowledge will rise up again as these are not worthy to have. This is the penetration to the knowledge of function, kika nana. The object of contemplation, mind and feeling etc. disappear. It's the right knowing of the truth of dukkha. The khandhas related to the ditthi kalesa, defilement of wrong view disappear. It becomes khandha nirodho nibbanam, the ceasing of the khandha is nibbana. Ditthi kalesa disappears by not arising. The khandha disappears from the existing. Khandha nirodho and the four upaya nirodho cease together. Opening parenthesis. Here. By destroying the defilement of wrong view that present khandha ceases and at the same time the future four painful rebirths are totally ceased. The three inside knowledges of seeing impermanence, disenchantment and the ending of the khandha are teaching by every Buddha in the past and the future to come. This talk could have an interpretation problem for some to Satipatthana. To know both of the arising and passing away, in the beginning of the practice one may be not able to discern impermanent, whereas he can discern it with strong sati and samadhi later. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 23rd of November 1960. Volition, action and kamic formation. Here, Sayadaw gave a talk on satana, volition, action, kama, and sankhara, kamic formation. It was an interesting talk and explained their meanings and their connection in the Pali suttas and Abhidhamma. These words are important for Buddhists to know them. Sankhara has four meanings. 1. Formation. 2. Mental formation, i.e., the fourth aggregate. 3. Kamic formation. 4. Prompting. The sankhara here in this talk was no. 3. Kamic formation, or in the 12 links of dependent arising avijja pakkhaya sankhara, ignorance condition kamic formation. The Buddha with his pabenivasa having a direct knowledge of past lives was looking backwards to find the beginning of a living being, even maybe his own. But he would never reach the end of his past lives because samsara, round of existence was too long for every living being, but he could find the causes of their origin. It was avijja, ignorance, and tanha, craving. Sayadaw said all the khandhas are conditioning craving and not only feeling, vedana, but feeling is the nearest cause for craving. Satana volition or stimulation is kama, action. Two kinds of satana, create kama and not create kama. Pure satana is not create kama, just only satana. By vatas, round of existence, vata satana create existence, and vavata satana not create existence. All arahants, their actions are pure satana and not kama. If giving the result, it's kama. In the dependent arising of 12 links, sankhara is past kama and kama bhava is present kama. In our many past lives we had created many sankhara kama, i.e., good, bad or mixed kama, which are always waiting for the chance to give the result. Kama bhava is two ways. If we have a teacher who can teach dependent co-arising and vipassana practice, then we will not create kama bhava. If not, we create kama all the times. We can observe our minds at vinana or vedana or tana or upadana. See the 12 links of D.A. In this way stop creating kama. In past lives, because of avijja and tana, ignorance is like father and craving is mother. We had created many kamas which were sankhara. It will follow up in samsara until our last lives as arahants. We can see these results in the suttas and in daily life of all human beings. As an example of Ven. Mahamogayana's life, he was severely beaten by bandits because of one of his heavy kamas on his past life by killing his own mother. Sayadaw continued to explain that people can take kama with wrong view by telling the Mahapanama Sutta. In the Abhana Sutta, the daily five recollections, from Anguttara Nikaya, and 5.57 Abhinipakavekatabathanesuttam, the Buddha taught to rely on kama as a conventional truth for samatha practice, kaganusati. The path of kama is within the round of 31 realms and the path of knowledge, nana, transcends it. Kamic way is in samsara and nana way is transcend samsara or towards nibbana. For vivata dana, generosity to transcend dukkha, the Buddha mentioned dana with vipassana, in the Anguttara, and 7.52 Dhammapaulasuttam. In the Abhidhamma of Dharmasinghani, we can see three types of dharma. 1. Akkhayagamino dharma, 2. Apachayagamino dharma, 3. Navachayagamino napachayagamino dharma. The first is dharma leading to birth and death, i.e., all wholesome and unwholesome dharmas. The second is not leading to birth and death, i.e., the Noble Eightfold Path. The third is neither, 1, nor, 2, i.e., the Buddha and Arahants. These three dharma can be found in the khandhas. Closing square bracket. The seed of volition, satana, is called action, kama. Without the seed is just volition. The past action is sankhara and the present is kama bhava. Functional kama is kriya kama, just only function which were done by the Buddha and Arahants. The kama not give the result is regarding as pure satana. Some kama bhava give the results and some are not. Can contemplate up to clinging, upadana, not create kama and no result. In the Satipatthana Sutta of contemplation of the mind, the Buddha asked to contemplate when greed arose. But from craving to become clinging may be a little difficult. Sankhara kama always gives the result. Without the ignorance ceases then the sankhara not ceases, the sankhara not ceases always connect the khanda process. By meeting spiritual friend, Kalyana Mitta, can stop the kama bhava. Buddha and Arahants are only khandas. Others are clinging khanda, upadanakhanda. A person without any clinging is just only khanda and with clinging is upadanakhanda. There are many types of khanda, past and present khandas etc. Take the kama as mine is atta ditthi, self-view, or kamavadi atta ditthi. Permanence, nikka, is self, atta, and both of them are the same. The Buddha taught that, sabbe dharma anatta, all dharmas, including nibbana, are not self. Therefore, how can kama becomes atta self? Including nibbana is not self. Some Buddhists described or took nibbana as like atta in some books and teachings, i.e., go against the Buddha's teachings. Taught about kama in the Suttanta method is for people who want nibbana slowly. But, now who want nibbana have to cut off kama by doing vipassana. Any realm of existences is the power of kamic energy. Cutting off kama is the power of knowledge. Every dana done by seeing dukkha sakka does not continue the round of existence, samsara. Sayadaw taught his disciples how to perform a vivata dana which support to transcend dukkha. Most people done it with the desire, lobha tanha, for the support of round of becoming. There were a few talks by him for this purpose before, and after a great offering, such as kathina ceremonies, for meditation hall, sangha dwellings etc. He first talked about dukkha sakka from the mother's womb to old age. Sickness and death, about burning with the 11 fires of human life etc. At first, contemplate and see the impermanence of the kanda, and then make a resolution by wanting to free from the vata dukkha, round of dukkha existence. This dana is done by the knowledge of truth, sakka nana. The most superior dana is enriching by vipassana, anguttara. The dana for changing prison is not good and also not encouraged. Whatever prison you are in, changing prison is only prison. In the same way, whatever existence you are in, changing dukkha is only dukkha. At last Sayadaw used the Samadhi Sutta, MN9 or MNI46, from the Majjhima Nikaya to explain the two types of worldling. 1. Worldlings outside the sasana. Believe in kama, sa kamasakata samadhi. By itself alone not realize nibbana. 2. Worldlings inside the sasana. Believe in kama also and get the knowledge of impermanence, so can realize nibbana. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 25th of November. 1960. Seeing one's own death is vipassana. Sayadaw gave a meditation instruction here. The language he used was unusual. He said when the observing mind and mental states arose, we could see the disappearing or anicca. A mind born and it dies, and then another mind arises again and dies again. Two minds and two mental states can't arise together at the same time. So when a mind arises, we observe and it's not there anymore. When the observing mind comes in, it dies already. At that moment we are alive with the observing mind, magga. When another mind arises, the observing mind also disappears. So there is no observer, only the observed. Vipassana is seeing the death with the living mind. If you could see the death with the living mind, then the Buddha had arisen. Without it no Buddha arose, then it becomes the path of ignorance condition kamic formation. So what really make the mind and body process on and on? Sayadaw sometimes in some of his talks mentioned about the hell beings suffer in hell. They die instantly and born again instantly on and on until their kamas are finishing for the hell. Some Peters never had a drop of water to drink for their thirsty. They lived for a very long period of times between each Buddha. They continued to survive by food of kama, kamahara. Mind is the creator because it creates kama. Even before the being dies, the results are starting to materialize. There was a sutta about Nandiya Upasaka. Because of his good kamas, celestial mansions were starting to appear in the Tavatimsa heaven even before he died. One time Ven. Maha Moggallana visited there and found out some beautiful mansions with celestial nymphs were waiting for someone to arrive there. They requested Ven. Maha Moggallana to send the message for Nandiya Upasaka, DHP 219-220, DHA.IE.290FF, VV, PTS, number 862. There was a remarkable parallel in a modern-day story. This time not with the outside objects but with the materialization of a human embryo by the kamic energy. This was in Ajahn Mun's biography about an elderly nun. See Ajahn Mun biography, The Legacy, PGS 416-418. Human dukkha can't be compared to the dukkha of the hells and hungry ghosts. By reaching the Sotapatti Magga, the knowledge of stream entry, dukkha only left for 7 drops of water compare with the whole drops of water in a huge lake, a cubic lake which is 50 by 50 by 50 yojanas each side with full of water. One yojana equals 8 or 13 miles, from Sakha Samyutta. Therefore, you all have to put full force energy for practice. Only by practice to get the vipassana magga, inside knowledge, that you'll get the supramundane knowledge, lokuttara magga. Vipassana knowledge is the cause and supramundane knowledge is the result. It mentioned in the Susima Sutta, vipassana knowledge is seeing the impermanence and supramundane knowledge is seeing the ending of the impermanence or impermanent process. Therefore, only you can see the impermanence, then you can see the end of it. By killing the kilesa worms with inside knowledge and you get the light of supramundane knowledge. Seeing one's own kanda is vipassana knowledge. When the first mind is arising and you are alive with the first mind. If the second mind arises, the first mind dies away and you are alive with the second mind again. You have to know in this way. Therefore, contemplation of one's own death is vipassana. Discerning one's own death is vipassana. We don't see the numerous momentary arising deaths that craving, tanha, arises, and wants to become human beings or heavenly beings. By not seeing one's own death, and ignorance, craving, clinging and action continue. In this way dukkha machine is going on and on. People are alive without knowing is like a blind man walking along the way. Seeing the death is going on the right path and without it on the wrong path. How to see one's own death is the best way of seeing. Don't see it in the way of fright. Seeing it as a stranger, then it's equal to the word of prato, Burmese, stranger or alien, Pali, parijana. You cannot stop it happens, so looking at it as a stranger. In this way is no fear and fright. This is also seeing it as not self, anatta. In this way of seeing and vipassana knowledge is becoming mature and developing. And then become don't want to associate or living with the stranger. It makes samadhiya tanha in the heart becomes thinner. By knowing it as not mine, wrong view and doubt fall away. Strangers are not coming anymore, and free from the dead ones. And then not seeing one's own death anymore is nibbana. This is nibbana element. Sayadaw continued the Susima story. Practice with the inside knowledge beforehand and then will follow by the path knowledge, vipassana nana right pointing arrow magga nana. In most of the suttas the Buddha taught about three knowledges, but here in Susima Sutta mentioned these two knowledges.